The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
A very good morning to you, esteemed all things. Welcome to another interesting retirement episode on your favorite weight class program for this week, Stockwatch. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Let's do a quick market update of transactions at Nigerian equity markets yesterday before we talk about retirement. It was a bearish session on the floor of Nigerian Stock Exchange on Wednesday as the all-share index dipped further by 0.07% to close at 52,721.34 points against the previous close of 52,756.62 points on Tuesday. The market capitalization closed at 28.423 trillion naira, shedding 19 billion naira from 28.442 trillion naira recorded in the last session. Aggregate volume at the end of Wednesday's trading dropped by 53.77% to 9.7 million units, while the traded stocks valued at 7.4 billion naira in 5,948 deals. The market breadth closed negative, as 21 stocks gained against 23 stocks that declined in their share prices. MCN Echoes with 9.94% growth led the gainers table to close at 1 naira 77 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 61 kobo. Transcorp Hotel and Champions Breweries, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.84% and 7.03% respectively. Academy Press, Beggar Paint, and Name It, among other stocks, shed their share prices by 9.93%, 8.86% and 8.57% respectively. FBNH traded about 153 million units of its shares in 246 deals, valued at about 1.897 billion naira. JITCO traded about 66 million units of its shares in 309 deals, valued at about 1.577 billion naira. FCMB traded about 43 million units of its shares in 99 deals, valued at about 152 million naira. Going on a quick break now, stay tuned. Stockwatch will be right back.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC. Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces. With our children education plan and the money appreciation plan, our Esusu and Takafu plans are designed for the best of you.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC.
With you for life.
Welcome back. Another retiree is in the house this morning to share her experience with us. You would definitely want learn one or two things, so please pay attention. Hello, good morning, Ma. It's great to have you here today.
Good morning, my dear. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Ma. All right, our audience would like to meet you.
I am Bonaju Wolayinka, a retired teacher.
All right, Ma. So talk to us about your days in employment. How was it like?
Very, very interesting.
All right, so... All right, where and where did you work, Ma, during your days in employment?
I worked in various schools. I worked in primary school, I worked in secondary school before my retirement.
All right, what year did you retire, Ma?
October 14, 2016, on my birthday when I was 60.
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay, so you were 60 when you retired, or you had spent like 75 years in service.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's great. When you hear the word retirement, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I don't have it in mind. Any chance for retirement, because I'm building my family there. But I know that a day will be a day that I will quit the service. So I don't have any plan for it. But I know that a day will be a day that I will quit the service.
All right. Now you said you didn't really think about your days in retirement while you were employed.
Yes.
All right. So that means, are you saying that you didn't make plans towards your days in retirement?
I don't have any plan, but my plan there was to build my family. You know, I'm still young then. is to build my family is what is in my mind. And as God will have it, I thank God everything went on well.
All right. So now in retirement, what do you do, ma?
But when it, when I get to about 15 years of service, I mean 15 years in service, then they do introduce some seminars for us in the school that we should go out to see the people around that we are moving gradually to our retirement year, that we should move out and see what is happening in the society. So it was then that I now said, no, I am moving closer to my retirement age, really. What am I going to do?
All right. So after the seminars, and you got, it dawned on you that you're going to be retiring soon. What do you now start doing? The plans you now put in place for your days in retirement. Going to retire.
A lot of things.
Okay, let's hear.
We do open our eyes because you know when teachers are in the classrooms, we only see the four corners of the classrooms. Anything that is going outside, we don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma. Yes.
Our own is to impart knowledge. So what is going on, what our people are doing outside, we don't know. But through that seminar, now open our eye. By then, I'm in level 12. Then I was an HOD. So then, I'm a bit free. And with my son, I'm teaching home economics. I have a limited time. So anytime that I feel I'm free, when they fix the time for the seminar, anytime that I feel that I'm free, I will go for the seminar. So during the seminar now, there are lots of things that they do tell us that we should not be too rigid in a place. We should move from one place to another. And moreover, as we are growing older, we should try and manage our health. So a lot of things like that during that seminar, in which cheer me up that it is true I'm moving. Then I have finished everything about the family. My children are there. Thank God I have a caring husband. Everything went on without any problem.
So what do you do in retirement now, ma? What do you do now?
I'm managing a poultry.
Oh, okay. How is the poultry faring? Is the poultry enough to manage your expenses? Is it enough to sustain
you? I didn't go beyond my boundaries. I do stay within my capacity. If you go haywire, another person will create problem for you, and that will be stress on mine. And I don't want anything that can give me stress. My children are not around. It's only myself and my husband. And if I say I should allow any other person to come into the business, they may create problems for me that can lead to another thing. So I manage it myself. I do care for the poultry. The egg that they drop, I sell. The only thing is that I don't sell on credit. So that shouting will come in, I don't do it. So I manage myself in a better way.
All right, but the poultry is enough to sustain your retirement. It's enough to keep food on the table, right?
I have been doing it before retirement. About 5 years before I retired. And up to now, I'm still on it.
All right, that's a good one, ma. So, majorly in retirement, you're a poultry farmer, and the poultry is doing fantastically well.
It's doing very well.
All right, sir. So, if you were given an opportunity, what would you do better in planning for your days in retirement?
No, you know, the in and out of the poultry is in my head. It's better than another business that I would go into it that I don't know anything about it. If they bring out anything that is not palatable, I know what to give them that will stop it, and I will not have any problem. But for me to go to another business, I don't know the in and out of that business. That means,
all right, ma. So now, your area of specialization is agriculture, and so poultry is doing well. Yes, all right.
And I love it. Very interesting.
So what has
been? And it's a very good.
It's a very good and lucrative business. Would you recommend?
Even the exercise alone.
Oh wow!
The exercise alone keeps me bouncing. Yes, myself and grandpa. Yes.
Oh wow. That's interesting.
If I rush down, I will go and pick egg, I will go. We will do help ourselves. You have not given the chicken water, grandpa will do. So that one alone is okay. I'm all right.
All right, ma. So what has been the best part of retirement for you?
The best part of it is that I am the owner of my time. Nobody is using my time with me. Yes. If I feel like sleeping by 8 o'clock, no fear. I go to bed. I sleep. Nobody will wake me.
And if I feel like doing any other thing at a particular time, no, well, it's time for you to do this. No. A minimal as open. I am the owner. I can use it anyway, anyhow I want.
All right, that's a good one, ma. So some people complain about not receiving their gratuity on time after retirement. Were you able to assess yours on time?
During my own time, with God on my side, I'm fortunate. I passed out 2016 and 2018, I was given my gratitude. So, no problem. Why some people are still waiting for a long period?
I am
a blessed child.
Yes, you are one of the lucky ones, ma.
Exactly.
All right, ma. So, if you are to advise this current generation, those who are currently in employment at the moment, on the need to plan for their days in retirement, what would you say to them, ma?
Well, you know, people are people. Had it been, they follow the rules. It's another thing. But these people that are on now, they don't follow the rules. They do anything they like. For me to advise, I may mislead that person. But the only thing that I can say to that person is that when they are dancing, dance to their tune so as to get what you need. You don't understand what I'm saying?
No, can you simplify that, ma?
If there is law and they follow the law, it's another thing. But these days, they don't follow the laws. They do anything they like. During our time, the pen come. No. They are great. No. Maybe they are not here, and I am telling you this. They are great. During our time, that is 2016, the March 2015, no, 2014, 15, 16 together. And we have been given our gratuity in 18. They went to the extent of telling us that if we have any problem with our gratuity, we should come and report at the NECA office. That is PENCOM office at Ikeja. That is law. And we thank God everything is okay. During that our period that I said, we don't have any problem with our gratuity.
All right, ma. You mentioned that you were in the agric field, so you veered into poultry in retirement. Is there a space
in farming?
Yes, you veered into farming. Yeah, is there a place of skills, learning skills on the job that will help you while in retirement? What's the place of learning a skill or being a professional in a field that can help you later in retirement? Is it important?
There are lots of fields in my area, especially mechanics. But it is the one that I have interest in that I went into. Catering is there now. Decoration is there. Clothing is there. Contour is there.
And all of these careers are what you can recommend for others.
Yes, under home economics. Now they change it to skilled acquisition. They now change it to skill of all these things that I'm mentioning, they are under home economics. They now change it to skilled acquisition. Designing is there, it's under home economics. But it is the one that I have interest in that I went into.
All right, ma. That's about it. That's all, ma. Thank you so much for your time, ma. All right, you have heard from her. She started planning 5 years into her retirement because she already had the knowledge of what she wanted to do. She was already in the farming line. She was into agriculture while she was a teacher, and so she continued in that line and picked poultry farming from the skills she already had, and is working well for her in retirement. So the place of learning a skill while on the job and sticking by one skill that will help you in retirement cannot be left out. It's important that we learn a skill that can help us while in retirement. All right, our time is far gone, so this is where we'll round off on the retirement episode today. Please send in your questions for the question and answer session tomorrow morning to 0703-134-1703, or you can as well drop them on our Telegram and WhatsApp platform. Until tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way again by the special grace of God, same time, same station, and may yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle, do have a great and a bullish day. Thank you. Bye for now.